Squeeze Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squeeze Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, faithful Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Squiz. Your chance to see who's had their listening ears on and been paying the most attention to the week that just was. I'm Bryce Corbett. All week in the Squiz Kids Today podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day, run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. Now, it's time to test how much of the week's news you've retained, and in the process, see who's smarter, kids or adults. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we've got all today's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the weekend coming, including the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. So, here's how the quiz works. 5 questions for kids about the weekend news, then 5 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Simples. You ready? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your 5 questions. Question number 1. It was announced this week that an Aussie TV superstar will be getting her own theme park to be opened in Brisbane later next year. There's sure to be a magic xylophone there, and you'll have to make sure not to slip on ma beans in the kitchen. Who is the TV superstar I'm talking about? Yeah, of course, it's Bluey. Question number 2. We learned in the podcast this week that chin strap penguins are napping up to 10,000 times per day. Lucky them, while they are taking care of their eggs and chicks. On which chilly continent do chin strap penguins mainly live? Well, that would be Antarctica. Question number 3. This week we also learned that a king and a queen will be making a visit to Australia next year. The visit will be a big deal because this king is also Australia's head of state. Who are the visitors that we're expecting? Yes, of course, it's King Charles and Queen Camilla. Question number 4. A team of sports analysts did a whole heap of calculations this week using 5 years' worth of data and announced who Australia's top sporting teams are. The team to top their list has won the NRL Premiership for the last 3 years in a row, and their mascot is a big black cat. Which team was number 1? That's right, it was the Penrith Panthers. Question number 5, finally. Time for you to do a little bit of maths. We've been counting down to Christmas in the podcast this week, so if today is the 8th of December, and Christmas is on the 25th of December, how many days are there left to go until Christmas? And I'll give you double the thinking time for you to work it out. Well done if you said 17 days to go, especially if you're listening to the podcast when it's released on Friday, December 8. How did you go, kids? How many did you get right out of 5? Do you reckon that's enough to beat the adults? Yeah, I reckon so too. Okay, adults, now it's your turn. Fire up the grey matter. Here we go. Question number 1. The week started with a sporting theme, as last weekend saw the thrilling finals in the women's competition of 2 sporting codes. Which competitions played their final matches of the season last weekend? That's right, it was the WBBL and the AFLW. Question number 2. Following the enormous box office success of Taylor Swift's Eras movie, another singing superstar this week released her own movie documenting her Renaissance World Tour. Who is that artist? Yeah, that's right, it's Beyoncé. Question number 3. It was confirmed this week that Australia will not be hosting a global sporting event that is due to be held in 2026. The event is held every 4 years, started way back in 1930, and was last held in Australia on the Gold Coast in 2018. Which event am I talking about? That's right, it's the Commonwealth Games. Question number four. We heard in the podcast this week that an Aussie-built moon rover will be part of NASA's 2026 moon mission, which is part of the Artemis program. The last time humans went to the moon was way back in 1972. What was the name of the lunar program that NASA ran in the 60s and 70s? And if you need a hint, it was also named after a Greek god. Yeah, that's right, they were the Apollo missions. Question number five, and to wrap us up for the year, adults, who was yesterday named Time Magazine's Person of the Year? Was it A, Chinese President Xi Jinping, B, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, or Taylor Swift? Yeah, you got it, it was Tay-Tay. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Who won bragging rights this week? If you've missed any of these cool news stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all of this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. Well, that's the end of the quiz, which means it's now time for...
Shoutouts.
It's Friday, December 8th, the last day of school for Queensland public school kids. Sorry for those of you out there who are still going. And because the Squiz Kids team is based in Queensland, this is our last daily podcast for the year. But keep listening for details of cool summer content we have planned. It's also a special day today for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. And over the coming week. And it's a mighty long list, so I reckon we ought to crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. It's a happy birthday today to Scarlett from Oak Park, Marlon from Parabadoo, Trey from Junee, Isla from Exeter, Adele from Airport West, Hami Ripana from Gaimia, Tabitha from Cronulla, Bob and Casio from Blacktown, Miller from Park Orchards, Alia from Iluka, Emily from Riverwood, Eloise from East Geelong, Sham from Kellyville, Josie from Bridgewater, and Ada from Richmond. And celebrating a birthday over the coming week are... Settle in, this is quite a list. Tremaine from Ashmont, Mustafa and Amelia from Oran Park, Aditya from Point Cook, Isla Rose from Foster, Sienna from Cessnock, Harrison from Pitt Town, Bashi from Dubbo, Liam from Goulburn, Juliana from Thornlands, Jonty from Ballarat, Sophie from Woolaware, Matilda from Coaldale, Archer from Junee, Annie and Noah from North Ainslie. Hang on, deep breath. Ishika from Mount Isa, Taj from Carringbar, Luca from Goodna, Audrina from Riverwood, Tariq from Nuribar, Lavinia from Carlingford, Charlie from Cheltenham, Huey from Brighton, Xavier from Gilberton, Caius from Beecroft, McKenna from Yass, Curtis from Wheelers Hill, Josie from Mount Gravatt, Flora and Jude from Cobbity, Rocco from Molong. This is quite a list. Ollie from Barrel, Otto from Kew, Michael and Bella from Lake Bolak, Tyler from Sale, Costa from Warrnambool, James from Oxford Falls, Kobe from Hackett, and Adele from Seaford. Woo! Don't forget, over the summer holidays, we'll be doing birthday shout-outs every Friday as part of each week's bumper holiday Kids vs. Adult quiz for everyone whose birthday it is on that Friday and the week ahead. But only if you get your request in before the end of today. Well, that's all we have time for. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. There'll be a new one dropping first thing every Friday morning of the summer holidays, and the best bit, they're absolutely free. Just as our other excellent summer content is also free, we're talking a Squiz Kids shortcut every Monday of the holes, a Squiz Kids book club episode every Wednesday, and not forgetting our super excellent Squiz Kids Jokeathon. 30 minutes of unbridled hilarity as we count down the best jokes that Aussie kids have sent in. All of it perfect for those long family road trips or lazy summer days at home. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or check it out on the Squiz Kids feed in your favourite podcasting app. And remember, if you subscribe, all this excellent audio content will magically appear. For now, though, this is Bryce Corbett signing off and reminding you all to get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.